USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence rejected former President Donald Trump's repeated claims that Mr. Pence could have overturned the 2020 election outcome during the January 6th special session of Congress, calling such notion un-American.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election.
America is back at work. That's what President Biden had to say following the January jobs report put out by the Labor Department, which said the economy added 467,000 jobs last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on to energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
The Republican National Committee is formally censoring two Republican members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. They were targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Cheney and Kinzinger also voting to impeach now former President Donald Trump last year. A resolution from the RNC saying the behavior of the two lawmakers has been destructive to the House, the Republican Party, and the Republic. The White House is again warning about Russian propaganda efforts to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it's right out of a thick Russian playbook.
We've seen them run false flag operations in the past and use confusion to launch military action many times in history.
U.S. intelligence agencies, without proof, believe Moscow is plotting a staged attack against Russians to rationalize a military assault on neighboring Ukraine. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The public will soon see a new way the CDC uses to track the spread of coronavirus. The agency will put data about wastewater on its COVID dashboard. More than 500 sites that are part of the National Wastewater Surveillance System will send data to the CDC. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy tells CNN this is a new way to track cases across the country as they slowly decline.
Wastewater surveillance is a really interesting area. It's another way of assessing what is happening in terms of increases or decreases in infection burden in a community. And the truth is, as we move forward, John, in this pandemic and through this pandemic, what we need is effectively tools to help us understand what's going to happen before it happens. We need early indicators. We also need to look at later indicators. So right now, wastewater may be one of those tools. We know that looking at proactive surveillance testing can help us as well. Understanding what's happening in emergency rooms in terms of syndromic surveillance, how many cases of COVID-like illness are coming in.
South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem signed a bill banning biological males from participating in girls' sports. Noem saying this bill is about fairness. It's about allowing biological females to compete fairly on a level playing field that gives them opportunities for success. Last year, Noem vetoed a bill protecting girls' sports. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.